A bipartisan group in Congress, lawmakers, they're looking to relax guidelines surrounding marijuana use for military members. We want to know if you think that's a good idea. Let's discuss it with marijuana industry advocate Jerry J. Mann Joyner. Welcome back to Portland's Afternoon News, J. Mann.
Thanks for having me on, Tim.
This story starts with Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, and he seems to think that it's time to review the military's standards when it comes to cannabis. He thinks we've got a recruitment problem, and a lot of people feel that same way. And he thinks it could be solved by ending cannabis testing for our military. What's your initial reaction to that idea?
Well, you know, there's when we say ending cannabis testing, I think we need to be cognizant of, does this mean they can get on the front line with their M16 and their bong? I don't think so. I think what they're trying to do is say, if you've had past marijuana use, they're not going to use that as a method of saying you couldn't enlist in the military. You know, the FBI had to do this about 5 years ago. They moved back. If you hadn't used cannabis in 5 years, okay? Our society's changing. 88% of Americans think that cannabis should be legal. So are we changing our philosophies on the way that we look at this? I think so, but I think we still have to have some rules in place.
You know, and you mentioned a second ago, there's some have worries that we're sending the message that it's okay for active military members to be high on the job. And you're not just talking about soldiers with rifles and other weapons of war in their hands. You're talking about the folks who are working on aircraft and whatever else.
Flying those aircraft, Tim. You know, if somebody's a B-2 bomber pilot, do we really want him taking marijuana or Adderall or Xanax or anything? No, we want these guys to be as cognizant as they can. They hold our society in their hands.
We have J. Mann Joyner with us, Jerry J. Mann Joyner on Portland's Afternoon News, and we're talking about the idea of allowing pot use in the military, or at least relaxing the testing regulations. J. Mann, the justification for this idea, as you mentioned earlier, is that America's attitude about pot seems to be changing, and the military needs to keep up. So I'm guessing you agree.
Well, you know, I agree with limitation and rules with this thing, Tim. I've been a cannabis user for 49 and a half years, almost a half a century. My dad was a soldier. My dad served 3 tours in Vietnam. And when I was growing up, man, we didn't get in trouble for anything as a kid because our father could get in trouble, okay? And, you know, I never wanted to have that happen to my family. But I do think as society changes, okay, we don't penalize our soldiers if they have a beer. We don't penalize them for having a cocktail or a glass of wine. And as we've learned more and more about this plant, I think with the right things in place, but what this is all about is finding good recruits for us. That's where our dilemma's at. They got different tiers, okay? They got tier 1, 2, 3, and 4. And tier 4 is where they put the people that have used pot before, along in the categories of people that have minor crimes or mid-level crimes and a lot of different things that we normally would say, hey, do we really want these people protecting our country and providing our freedom? Well, if we've gotten our society down so far that we're having to scrape the bottom of the barrel, and that's what they do, and they're throwing everybody that smokes weed into that category. There's bad people, whether it's weed or booze or anything else. We want our military people to be as cognizant and as professional and as patriotic as they can be, and penalizing them for doing something in their own time that other states make legal just doesn't make good sense anymore.
Some of this, too, involves the growing number of veterans using cannabis instead of pills to deal with PTSD, and that might be easier for the critics to accept.
Well, I can tell you, you know, we've got on Weed and Whiskey TV, we have a section called Hemp for Victory, and it's a retired major general, a couple of West Point colonels, a couple of grunts like Robert Head that are really advocating for hemp and cannabis to be more readily accessible to our veterans for their PTSD, for their depression, and for business. You know, a lot of people don't realize there's part of this business, there's a part of the marijuana plant, the hemp plant, that is business, okay? It's not getting high, it's not making medicine, it's making hempcrete, okay? A building product. The FHA just approved hempcrete as an approved thing for an FHA mortgage. So that's a great thing, you know, and these guys are getting jobs and are in this industry. But if we can help our veterans that provide our freedom with any kind of medication that's good for them, I think that's important. And seeing these studies coming out, that's great. But as a longtime user, I still think there's a lot of research, a lot of things need to be done before we just say, okay, everybody get high, do what you want anymore. I don't think that we need a society like that.
cannabis industry advocate. Jerry J-Man Joyner's been our guest today. J-Man, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tim. Y'all have a great day.